This video is brought to you by Recordbird. Make sure you go download the new Recordbird app. It allows you to upload all of your Spotify, iTunes, and Facebook likes into the app so that way you can follow and get notified for all of your favorite artists. Also, we're in the app too as the hip hop featured reviewer. So all of your favorite artists, you'll get notified whenever they drop new music, whenever anything big happens, and when we review the project. So make sure you go download that today. Also go check out the Patreon page, man. See how much a dollar really gets you with Dead End Hip Hop. Before we get into the review, make sure you check out everything Dead End Hip Hop. Make sure you go to the social medias. Make sure you go to the website. Once you're on the website, go check out our merch page, man. Go support your boys. We got t-shirts. We got dope shit on there. Make sure you go check out the project by Damone Tyrell. Who the hell is Damone Tyrell? If you support Damone, you support Dead End Hip Hop, man. We worked hands-on with him on this project. Look, man, go check out Damone Tyrell. He's dope. If he wasn't, trust me, we wouldn't fuck with him like that. Back to the review. Dave East, Kayari Chanel. I've been messing with Dave East for a minute. The main things I really like about Dave East are his beat selection first and foremost. He sounds like a prototypical New York cat by his voice. But his beat selection wouldn't dictate that at all. You really wouldn't know what the hell he is, because he'll go on some boom bap shit like he did on this project with Keisha, and he'll also pick some like super hype shit like he did with 30 Niggas. And I like that versatility from Dave East. But I think that one of the things that holds him back, and I know he's a new rapper, it's kind of like his flowing cadence. It seems like it can be repetitive. And on this project, there were a couple times that he actually broke it up. So I was like, all right, bet. You know, he does have some different things. So if this is a debut album, I thought he did a really good job. Could he improve? Of course. I don't think he's a finished product just yet. But I'm going to tell y'all some of my favorite joints. And he was one of the artists signed to Mass Appeal, you know, by Nas, yeah. You know, and it's apparent with the first track called It Was Written. Like, shit, as soon as you see that, you know there's a Nas tie to that. Then the next joint, Type of Time, that's actually one of my favorite joints because it's hard. Like, the way that beat come in, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and how he sounds on that. On the hook, like, his voice just fits so perfect with that. Love Type of Time. Again was pretty cool. And then you get down to Can't Ignore with 2 Chainz. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, this man will go get.
I like that shit too.
Yeah, that shit was hard. Like, he'll go get like a down south big booming ass type of beat, and it's like he doesn't get lost in that. A lot of cats, they try to rap on that, and it's like, I like the beat. But because Dave East sounds so New York, it's like he just stands out. And then the fact that he can flow on those type of beats is just crazy.
And he didn't sound like, sometimes you'll have rappers that'll jump on a trap sound of beat from the South, mm-hmm. and try to emulate the
Southern artists, and not stick to themselves.
He didn't do that shit at all.
Not at all. So he's definitely true to himself. And then I also like the fact that he gave you some storytelling. He gave you some rappity rap on here. Like, the storytelling started for me with Keisha. How he described, you know, getting robbed by this damn bad, super thick chick from Jamaica, Queens. You know what I'm saying? And it was just cool how he took you through that story from beginning to end. And just the realization of, look, man, it doesn't matter if you nice out here. You know what I'm saying? If you rich out here, then these bitches will get you.
But the thing,
these bitches rob me.
The story is that he suspected something off the rip, but he couldn't.
Nah, because she's too thick.
he couldn't walk away. Like, he got with her just to see what was up with her, and then she took him.
Yeah, and you know, another part of that story that I thought was super funny, he was like, you know, unless it's wifey, all my niggas can smash. Because, like, the dude he had hooked her up with to give her the weed and all of that, he was like, yeah, man, I'm about to get at her. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was funny, like, when you grow up, you know what I'm saying, in the hood like that, hey man, she ain't wifey, bro. I'm gonna skip down. I thought another really good song on here, and I'm glad that he didn't end the album this way, because it would have been on like two of them, like Low Note, Don't Shoot. Yeah, man. Like,
he did. I see. I don't have that other song.
Me neither.
Talking about.
You know, so yours ended with "Don't Shoot." Yeah, as well? Mine's did too.
Mine. I don't know what this "Bad Boy." I was gonna wait till you were done to ask you, but since you went back to it, I don't have "Don't Shoot." I didn't. I mean, "Bad Boy."
Yeah. I got it on Apple Music.
Yeah, me too.
So that's how I got it.
I thought it was on Spotify.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't on Spotify.
It might be an Apple.
It's tight though.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's no hook.
Yeah,
it's like 10 verses of them going back and forth.
Yes, it's them going back and forth like Styles and Jada and Game Says It. So they're just going back and forth. And the beat is crazy too. Damn, man, y'all fucking up.
It wasn't on purpose.
Blame Spotify.
But "Don't Shoot," man. "Don't Shoot" was really dope because I can't remember the last time that an artist went through like a maturation on the damn fucking track. You know what I'm saying? You could tell obviously they did it digitally to make his voice like that. But for him to sound like a super young kid, then to sound like a middle-aged dude, or you know,
teenager,
20-ish, and then to him to sound like a grown man, and for that story to progress the way it did, it speaks to exactly what's happening right now.
But the other thing that was dope about that, listening to it, think about like how his relationship evolved over time with his mom. Mm-hmm. You know, his mom was kind of just, you know, looking out for, you know, her young kid. And then over time, it just changed to what he ended up in jail at one point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he ended up, you know, dying, but he had a daughter. Like, it was kind of crazy when you think about, like, how she was basically trying to protect him.
Yeah.
And it also shows the dangers of growing up as a black male, how early that shit starts.
Yeah.
Good point, B.
Overall, man, this shit definitely bumps in the whip. Like, like Dave East music bumps in the whip. Like, I definitely could put that seal on there.
I've always heard of Dave East, so I see him in Cyphers and all that stuff, and I thought he was dope. But I just probably never made time to listen to a project until we, you know, agreed to review this. And yeah, I mean, one thing, you touched on a lot of stuff. Like, I think I like the fact that he's such a New York dude, a Harlem dude. But it kind of reminds me, like, the type of production that he's going over, or I guess, like, the type of production he has, it kind of reminds me of, like, when Dipset first came out. You know, when you think of New York, you think like, okay, it's gonna be boom bappish, but like it's still New York, but it's like a different type of sound of New York. My favorite tracks is "It Was Written" and "Don't Shoot," which was the first and the last track. I love his storytelling ability as well as because he got all types of flavors on this. He got braggadocious type flow, street flow, storytelling flow. So I mean, he got all the elements of an MC that's good as far as on this project. And like you said, it does sound very focused. This project sounds very consistent too as well, with the exception of, I think, me and you probably, Don Pablo was kind of like the joint of Fabulous, and then From the Heart.
It hit a point where it was just kind of okay. Didn't continue the momentum of some of the other songs.
So I think the track listing of it wasn't too bad. Like, it wasn't the part where you'd be like, oh, why he listed these five songs together, or you know, how like a point of an album may get like,
because it'll feel separated.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel separated. Like, he gave you some of this, then some of that, then some of this back. And
Right. So I think the sequence in this album was done really well. I thought that even though I didn't like the "Eyes on Me" "Drunk with Fabulous," but that skit was funny in the very beginning when my man called him like, "Yo man, I rap too. Yo man," he like, "Are you crying?
That's my bitch.
That's my bitch, man.
How does he get my line, son? So how does he get my line?"
Right. So like,
I thought that should have came before the Cameron. That always do those little skits.
Like, and I was about to say, you know, so the skits on here is kind of nostalgic because, from, you know, like in the 90s, early, you know, back in the day, albums have skits and you kind of, you know, funny, like Redman. Redman's a prime example that was the king of skits. But yeah, you touched on kind of like a lot of the same stuff I was going to say, people. But yeah, I like Beanie Siegel's feature. It's amazing how whatever happened to him, I think he got shot or something, like how his voice is just like.
He
collapsed lung, right?
Collapsed lung,
okay. Yeah. But yeah, ever since that, it's like when I'm hearing Beanie Siegel, I'm like, dang, like, I know that's Beanie Siegel, but he just sounds so different, man.
It's rough.
Yeah, I know.
It's rough for me too.
You don't have the same beats.
He's the only guy that had the accident and he lost his shit.
DOC?
DOC, yeah, when he put out a project.
It was rough, man. So
he's better.
He's got.
He sounded like a demon when he after he got his vocal.
You liked him when he
Yeah, I thought he sounded cool.
I bought that album.
I liked it.
I bought that album, but I couldn't get through it, man. Because I wanted to hear that funky.
Yeah.
No, funky was gone. He sounded evil.
Yeah.
He did sound evil, and his song was like Helter Skelter or something like that. It was like So he did sound like that, but I probably could appreciate it now going back and listen to it.
Yeah,
but
back then I couldn't. Yeah, go back and read it.
I couldn't, back then, man. I didn't want to hear him that way.
But overall, I think this was a very consistent, solid project. I enjoyed it. It was one of these reviews where I was like, I wasn't mad going back listening to it. I'm like, okay, I can bump this again. Like, so yeah, good job, Davies, with this. This was definitely for this being my first time listening to a full Davies project. I enjoyed it.
I think probably the only issue I had going back listening to it was the length and some of the songs that were on here that I could have done without.
Let me say the length of some of the entire project.
Yeah. And only because it felt like there were a couple of filler tracks in here I just didn't want to rock with, you know. But the songs on here that I really, really love, like at the beginning, all the way up to Can I Ignore, then he broke it up with From the Heart. Then he came back with 30 Niggas, Keisha. Broke it, Eyes on Me, SDE was cool. Like, there were just some cool moments, like, right after Keisha. And then it kind of picked up, you know, I like The Realest Back joint, and then, of course, Don't Shoot, and then Bad Boy on Death Row. What I thought was really, really interesting listening to this project was, there was a line that stuck out to me when he mentioned his daughter, and I think it was either on the first track, or it probably was the first track. We just talking about he had a daughter now.
Yeah, why you keep making these club records, or why you keep making these drug records, why you keep
these stuff. Yeah, and there were...
The name of his album is after his daughter, right? I think I was reading somewhere.
Okay.
The title of his album is his daughter's name.
For whatever reason, every time he would mention his daughter, and he mentioned her again on a couple of other tracks, listening to some of the things that he was rapping about, and then he would mention his daughter, he would do all of the things that he needed to do to survive, and then he'll mention the music.
Yep.
So it was like he's, you know, doing all these negative things, like these bad things, in order to provide for his daughter that's coming or whatever, but then he's also trying to get out of that by doing the music. Like, I'm in the studio now, but then he had the scene about the dude, like, yo, like, where the money at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
but that's the reason why he also said that, like, he understands where Pac and Biggie was coming from, too. I can't remember the name of that track. You know what I'm saying? Being out here on these corners doing what you got to do for your kid, but also trying to get up out of it. So, yeah, he definitely relates.
Yeah, and I think that made it a little bit more interesting for me, the complexities of growing up, again, growing up as a black male in the projects, trying to provide or trying to make a living. Then all of a sudden you have a child. Or a child on the way, and you know and think that you have to make your life better because, you know, you get killed, you can go to jail, which you referenced on here that, you know, the prison is the new slave system or whatever. So listening to that and how he'll just drop them in the studio and then, oh yeah, I got a daughter on the way. It was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. Just thinking about how it is growing up in the city and how rap itself can provide like a way out. You know, because I think he was a basketball guy, too, and he just decided to get rid of that to focus on music. So, yeah, I thought that was really, really interesting. And he's definitely on his way, man. Everybody's talking about Davies. You know, we get hit up about him all the time, and you were really one of the first one. Like, I've seen his name, but you were the one that came, yo, man, we need to review Davies, whatever. And like B, I never really sat down and, like, listened to a project. So I'm glad that this is the first one that I actually sat down and kind of really had to go through and listen to, because you saying that it's more focused makes my first full experience with Davies that more memorable, because, you know, the other joints are just mixtape, we're just like, okay, it's just another nigga that can rap. He sounds great on a beat, he has a dope voice, his flows are I love his flows, a different type of rhyme styles and patterns. I really mess with him, man, and working with a guy like Nas, and I think when you said he, you know, it sounds focused, I think probably you can hear it. I don't know how much input Nas had on this particular project.
He didn't have much on this particular project. That's why I said.
So this all Davies?
Yeah, this is primarily Davies. But on his official, again, this is a lot like Kendrick with Section 80 being an album, his like first album, but Good Kid, Mad City being like the first official type album. So on the first official Dave East project, Nas is going to be executive producer on it.
I think you guys pretty much said everything about this, but I'd listened to Dave East before. I'd never really given him, you know, multiple listens over and over again. I just thought he was a really good rapper and a really good songwriter. But this was an interesting project. One thing I did notice, like you were saying that before, his flow kind of sounds samey on older projects. But the first thing I noticed on this one was his flow is constantly changing. Not just on different tracks, like within the same track, I noticed that he'll switch his flow up on one verse through the next one. Like on Again, his flow on the first verse was completely different than his flow on the second verse. And it was really noticeable when I went back. And I started paying attention, like he has a ton of different flows on this. Yeah, I was loving it. Like, he's not some super over the top lyrical rapper, but he says some shit, like some like street shit where I was like, okay, that's kind of dope. He almost reminds me, not in sound of course, but he almost reminds me of like a T.I. where he's not super, you know, metaphorical or anything like that, but he's just a really good street rapper. Like he says, you know, I'm gonna fuck 4 or 5 summers up. Like he doesn't say anything where you're just like, wait, let me rewind that back. But he says some shit where it's like, oh god damn, that's hard. But the majority of this project I really enjoyed. But there were definitely songs where I was just like, I'm not feeling this. Of course, everybody already said From the Heart. Now, that's a song where I can't say it's a bad song. Mm-hmm. I can just say, I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. The people that like that kind of shit, I just thought the beat wasn't that great. I thought that the hook was really hokey. But what I will say though, he didn't sound bad.
No, he didn't.
That's the thing. So what he needs for a song like that is a better songwriter or someone that can come in and say, okay, no, let's tweak it this way. Because that's another thing that I noticed with him is he sounds great over these hard street jams. He can do the storytelling thing. He can also do something like Can't Ignore with 2 Chainz where he sounds good on like a semi-club type of song. So he has that potential to be that next like street rapper that can also do commercially successful music. But there were just songs where I just wasn't feeling. Like I said, From the Heart, I wasn't feeling Keisha. It's not, again, nah. It's not that it was a bad song. It's just one of those songs, like when I'm listening to this, Keisha was the beginning of me being a little bit bored. It wasn't a bad song. It's just like, it was breaking up momentum for me, you know? But the one thing I did notice though, it was like, I appreciate that song because he's being honest. And then I started thinking about how, remember when Big Sean did that, but it was super lame when he did it, like he just sounded like a bitch?
Yeah.
It's like, how, Dave East still sounds like he's hard, like he's like, yeah. This is the way you do a song like that without sounding like
it sounds like it's something that happens to street dudes like on a regular basis. Yeah, that way.
Yeah, this way. Not the way with you in the shower singing and shit.
Hey, I do it.
And then you come out and your shit's right. Gone. Like Dave East knows how to do a song.
You know why? Because like toward the end of the song when he says, "What if I catch Keisha, I don't want to hear I'm sorry."
Yeah.
You know, so. he, like Big Sean is
gonna be late.
Exactly.
I'm trying to have more money for you to take.
Because you can hear Styles P or Beanie Siegel make a song like that.
Oh, absolutely.
That as well, you know, and now they come off super corny.
Absolutely. Yeah. But from Keisha to Eyes on Me, which I thought was that song just needs to be deleted. When I saw his name, I was like, okay, this is going to be and it was Eyes on Me, so I thought it was going to be like a Tupac type of hard shit, but no, yep. It was just bad news.
Big disappointment.
Bad news. I didn't mind Don Pablo. That song was all right to me. But yeah, I mean, the rest of these, I thought Don't Shoot was a perfect closer, even though it wasn't a closer for you guys, but
I thought it was a perfect closer.
Yeah. When it ended with him pulling out, I guess, ID or something.
Picture of his daughter.
That's what he's pulling out. I was thinking he was pulling out his ID to show the cop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he was saying, I have a daughter. Okay, duh. All right, yeah, he's pulling out a picture of his daughter and bow, he gets shot. Damn, that's just... That's a grim ass way to end the album.
Dave East, if you watching, I'm a fan. And I think you definitely set up the table for the next album that I know you're probably gonna release really, you know, sooner rather than later. For you, it just comes down to narrowing the songs that you put on the project. I think Nas will definitely help when he's an executive producer on the next project. But overall, as an artist, bro, I fuck with you heavy. You dope.
Yeah, Dave East, if you watching, great job of keeping the project not really long, like what, 14 tracks. I think we got 14 tracks out of it. I think that's great. If you do future albums like this, keep it at that. I thought the features, you know, your feature beat selection for one thing is great. I think the features was definitely was good. How you got some of the vets in here, and you didn't go too overly crazy with features where every song was like a feature. I kind of felt like I got, as this being my first time listening to a project by you, I got to know who Davies is, going from a, you know, a street baller pretty much to like a rap artist, a rap superstar. So I'm glad you was able to paint that picture for me as my first time listening to you. So great job. I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next.
Yeah, Davies, if you're watching, I echo what B was saying as far as you know, getting to know who you are as a rapper and as an artist and as a person. For me, you know, I definitely want to see you win, understanding like your daughter means a lot to you and you're just trying to provide for her, and I can appreciate that as a father myself and just as a man in general. So I want you to win, man, and I think you're definitely on your way because the streets are buzzing. People are talking about, everybody's talking about Davies. So now it's just a matter of continuing to build on that momentum, continue to grow and develop. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Much success to you.
Great songwriter, great beat selection. Very, very, very interesting rapper. At this point, I don't know that I would tell you to take off any of the songs because, like I said, the songs that I didn't like, I can't really say they were shitty songs. I'll take an album with 14 tracks with three that I don't like. I'll take that. I'll even take four that I don't like. That's perfectly fine. So, yeah, don't take anything off. Keep experimenting, man, because, I mean, you might hit that gold mine. So yeah, more success. I can't wait to hear your full album. And yeah, you got a new fan over here.